Okay. Good morning. Today's daf is Daf Samach Beis. We are on the last line of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. We had just mentioned the last question on Rabbi Chanina Gamliel. The pasuk had mentioned Im To'avu Ushmatem, Im Tim'anu Umarisem, and right. So now the Gemara it said Umarisem, and then it said you, and then it said, and then it said the To'achu the Chera Tuachu, right? That you will eat swords, which is something that's not really feasible. You don't eat swords unless you're in a circus. So Gemara asked the last words on the line on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, "My Chera Tuachu." What does it mean? You will eat swords. So Amarava, Rava is going to explain. It's not that literally you're going to eat swords. You're going to eat a food that has the effect of swords on your belly, right? Amarava Milcha Galilnsa Nahama Desari Akushi Batzali the Amarmar Pas Peruni Chariva B'Melech Batzali Kashim Lagufka Charevos. You eat this type of food that has its coarse bread and with onions, and it's very sharp for your stomach. It's kashim laguf, it's hard on your body, like charivos, like swords. So in other words, if you keep the words of Hashem, you'll have good food. If you don't keep the words of Hashem, you'll only be able to eat these types of foods, which are very painful for you and do harm to your body, like swords. Next question is now the flip side. Again, Rabbi Meir said that you say you need tonight kafful because you don't say mechal lav tashmei hein or mechal hein tashmei lav. Or Chanina says that you don't need tonight kafful because mechal lav tashmei hein. So now we're going to try to bring a raya to Rabbi Chanina. Bishlam alav Chanina ben Gamliel hayno diksev. This is by the Sota. The Sota says when the Kohen gives, talking about the Sota, it says im lo shach of ish osach. If a man had not slept with you, im lo satis tumah tachas yishich hinaki, you'll be clean. But it doesn't say, but if you did sleep with somebody else, then you're going to get punished. Why doesn't it have the flip side? So the Gemara says, and right, the Gemara asks, El Rameir, Chinaki mi baile. It should also say the other side, the Chinaki, if you get strangled, you get killed. Why does it only say Hinaki or clean? It doesn't say the Chinaki side. Samar of Tachmon, Amar of Tanchum, Hinaki ksiv. What does that mean, Hinaki ksiv? Rashi says, below Yud. It should say Hinaki or Hinki with a Hey Yud, Nun Kuf Yud. It only says Hey Nun Kuf Yud. So what does the lack of Yud mean? So the Mitinki Ksiv Rashi says below Yud L'Midrusha Kimikra O L'Shuah Rishona Im Lo Shachav Tinekia U'Besoros Nami Midrusha Shuah Kamaisel L'Meshidi Akrov Basrei V'Lameir Chinaki V'Aski Tosis Kitlomar Im Satis Tichnaki. Somehow, by not having that Yud, it comes to mean Chinaki. You'll get punished as well. So it's both included. It's included in the word Hinki without the Yud. So Bishlam Alav Meir Hayon Ksiv Hinki. So that now I understand why it says it without a yud. Ella the Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel lamli. Why do I need it to say without the yud? Just write it regularly with the yud. So itzarech kusacha day the chamina yud had a havimina im lo shachav ish hinaki im shachav lo hinaki v'lo chinki. You would think that if she slept with somebody, that if she did not sleep with somebody, then she's free of punishment. And if she did sleep with somebody, then she's Hinki. If it just wrote without the, just wrote with the yud, you would say Hinki should be clean, velo chinaki, but she wouldn't get any punishment. Eli suru ba'alma, rather she's only over an isur ba'alma. Kamash milan, that the fact that it's written this way teaches us that she gets punished. So what do we show to ask? What's the havamina? If she's minayif, it's an isur k'sachi of misa. What do you mean? Havamina would be had not written with the yud, it'd be Hinki. She'd be completely clean, and she wouldn't get a punishment. It'd just be over an isur. What are you talking about? She's violated the sacrament of marriage by having an adulterous affair. So all the Rishonim ask, I saw in the Sheet Alono to me, he asks it, he says, the Im Tomar, right, he says, Vaha Eishas Ish Bechenek. So in the Im Tomar, Ilaka Eli Sur Ba'alma, if it's only an Isser Ba'alma, and if you say the only problem is getting Isser and Alma, of a Maya, in came my Maya Mamarim, my Amnu. So, what do I have this whole Maya Mamarim thing to kill her for? It's only an Isser. What do you need this whole thing for? So he says, Lishlomer, no, he's only talking about a case where the Maya wouldn't be Bodekur. For example, if the husband had relations with her on their way, whether he wasn't clean or something like that, then in that instance, when he's not clean, maybe it would only be an Isser. But if he's clean and she does it, it's the Havamin would still say that there's a Chi of Misa here. So now the next case is a Bishlam Alav Rav Meir, Hayo Dixir, this is by the Parah Aduma. It says, Hu Yiskata Bo Bayom Hashlishi, U Bayom Hashvi Yitar. If he does the Hazah on the third day or the seventh day to get rid of his Tumas Meis, then he's Tahar. The Imlo Yiskata, if he doesn't, then he's not Tahar. So you have both sides. Ela Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel Lamali. Why do I need to say both sides? Istrich, no, I need it. Sokot Aichamin, mitzvah hazah, b'shlishi, b'shvid. Hechad avi b'chamin ayo avid. You would think that, oh, it's a mitzvah, l'chatchil, to do on the third day and the seventh day. But had I just done it once, either on the third or on the seventh, that would have been enough. Kamash Malah, know that you have to do it, b'dafka, on the third or the seventh. Again, I don't understand the Havamina. The Torah says you have to sprinkle it on the third day and the seventh day. What's the Havamina? Say, oh, I only have to do it once. I don't understand the Havamina. So now the Gemara asks, okay, let's continuing in the Parsha of Paraduma. It says, we're about like 6-7 lines up from the Mishnah on Tzalaf Beis and Aleph. So he says, the Pasuk says, V'hiza hatar alatame b'yom hashlishi b'yom hashvi lamali. It says again, they used to sprinkle on the seventh day, third day and the seventh day. We already learned you have to sprinkle on the third day and the seventh day. Why do I need this? So it's trich, I need it. So kodai dechamina, you would have thought, shlishi l'me'uti sheni shvi. Sorry, l'me'uti sheni. And shvi l'me'uti shishi. The kamemayit b'mei tahara. Aval hecha da'ovi b'shlishi b'shmini. The kamapish b'mei tahara ema shaperdami kamash malan. Meaning, you would have thought that what it's talking about, three and seven, it's just talking about the distance between the days that you have to keep. Day three and day seven, which is 4 days apart, right? So it's come to explain, to exclude, that if you do it on this day two, right, do it on day two, and then do it on, what did it say? Right, if you do it on day three or day eight, it only has to be a specific amount. It says, mu'ute sheish, if you do it on day two and day six, because there's not enough time in between, right, to come in life, me tahara. That you think is coming to exclude. Then you would think, oh, well, if I did on day three and day eight, I elongated the time of the time, so that would be sufficient. So kamash once dafka on the third day and on the seventh day. Okay. Then the pasuk continues v'chito b'yom hashvi wamali. Then it says again that you have to wait on the third day. The pasuk says. So why do I need again on the seventh day to talking about it? We already know you sprinkle on the seventh day. So he says, itzrich, no, you need it, sokot leitach, hanimili, the kachim. You would think that the whole thing with day seven is only for kachim. If you only can eat kachim, if you sprinkle on day three and day seven. Abal truma, but in order to eat from truma, which is apparently a lesser standard, you would have thought, b'chad na misagi, that if the tumas of tamei meis gets only one of the hazaos, he could still eat truma. Kamash malan, that only if he does it on day three and day seven, that he can eat kachim and truma. Okay? That's the end of that sugya. Next. The Mishnah says, a mekadesh esa isha, someone who's mekadesh a woman, but Amar, and he says after he was mekadesh her, he says kasavur hayisi shehi kohenes. I thought that she was a bas kohen, right? And I married her because I wanted this yichus. I thought she was a bas kohen. Veharehi levia, and it turns out that she's a levia, or levia. I thought she was a levia. Veharehi kohenes, but she's really a kohenes. Harehi, she's a nia. I thought she was a poor person. I wanted a poor person. I don't want someone who lives such a high standard. And it turns out she's a rich person. And Ashira Hare Yaniya. And I want to marry a rich person. It turns out she's a poor person. Harezo Mikudeshes. We say that she's Mikudeshes. Vipne Shilo hit Atu. Because it was his fault. He thought. She never told him anything. There's no Mekaktos over here. She never told him anything. But Mashmalef, she does say, oh, you're right, yeah, I'm a Kohenes, but really she's not. Then that would be a Mekaktos. Okay. Next case. A guy walks up to a woman, an Omer Leisha, Hareya Mekudeshes li la'akar she'es gayer. You should be Mekudesh to me after I complete my conversion. Oh, la'akar she'tisgari. Or Ben Yisrael says to a Goya, you'll be Mekudeshes to me after you finish your conversion. Or he says to her, La'achash estachver. He's an Eved, and an Eved Kanani. He says, you'll be Mekudesh to me after I get my freedom. Or La'achash tishtachri, or after you get your freedom. Or he says, La'achash yomas baleich, you'll be married to me after your current husband dies. Or La'achash tamus achoseich, I'm currently married to your sister and I can't marry you, so you'll be Mekudesh to me after your sister dies. Right? Right, la'achar sheyachlo tzlich yavamech, she's a zikul yavam, and he says, here's kesef kedushin, and you'll be mekudeshes to me after your yavam dies. Eina mekudeshes. In all these cases, we say she's not mekudeshes. Right, Rashi says, the habile devarim shelo bo le'olam. It's davar shelo bo le'olam. It doesn't exist here yet. The ein biyad la'asoso. He can't do anything about it. It's davar shelo bo le'olam. She's not. Right now, she's not Jewish. Right now, he's not Jewish. Right now, she's not divorced. Right now, she's not. She didn't get. She's the sister did not die. It's davar shelo bo le'olam. Okay. So that's what Rashi says. Meiri says the same thing. So what's the chisaron? What's the chisaron of davar shelo bala olam? This is similar to what Rabbi Ralbag is teaching us in the Wednesday night shiur. But what's the chisaron of davar shelo bala olam? So Rav Elchanan Wasserman in the Kovet Shiurim and Bava Basra Siman Reish Ayin Vav brings down two reasons as what would be the problem that a person is not mocked at davar shelo bala olam, meaning a person cannot make a kinyan on something that's not extant, doesn't exist anymore, which I guess has nafkaminas, maybe like futures contracts or things like that. They don't really exist anymore. You're making a deal for something that will happen in the future, you know, options. So he says, number one, he brings down two sugyas. The first chisaron might be, mishum delo samcha daite. There's no smichas das. There's no smichas das and something doesn't exist. Yeah, we call it that for you when it happens. But you don't really have smichas das because you don't see it. And so that's a chisaron in the das, and therefore it's a chisaron in the das, and it won't work. Or he says, the difference might be is that another reason would be is because the ain lo koach haknah b'davar shelo bala olam. There's no koach. You don't have the power to do it. It's not a chisaron in your das. It's a chisaron in the ability to make kinyanim. You can't make kinyanim. You only can make kinyanim on things that exist. You may have full das, but it simply doesn't work because there's nothing for the kinyan to be chal on. You don't have the koach. Nothing for the kinyan to be chal on. So he brings down, which is interesting, he brings down a tashbit in Simon Shin Tzadi Ches in the name of the Maharami Rutenberg, who says that even though the din is that ain adam makna davar shelo bala olam, nevertheless, the Maharami Rutenberg says, bekan shehu minog b'nei adam, that if the minog is to be makna davar shelo bala olam, I guess they had some sort of market where you would buy things that shelo bala olam, bekan shehu minog b'nei adam, tzarek l'kayim, you still have to be mekayim, you can't get out of it and say, oh, it's davar shelo bala olam, the price went down, and I don't want to buy it now. You can't say it's davar shelo bala olam, kidarina gami situmta. It's like a situmta, it's an agreed upon method of purchase, right? So you say like certain kinyanim, the Torah says there's certain kinyanim that work, and you have to do it that way. But in other places, we make a situmta where there's an agreement in the marketplace that this is the way they do business. Then that's valid, and you have to abide by the kinyan. So my Rami Berg says that here there's a situmta to be makna davar shelo bala olam. So therefore, you're still obligated, right? So Rav Chanan says the Maharami Rutenberg must be understanding that the chisaron of davar shelo bala olam is smichas das. There's no smichas das, but if it's a situmta, if that's the way that business is done in this area, then everyone has the situmta, you know. So that's why the situmta will work. But then he brings down from Rabbeinu Peretz, who quotes b'shem Rabbi Yechiel miParis from Paris, that it's not done in the situmta. No, it's not the same thing, because there, what situmta is that because it's by the situmta, the case is there's something that exists, and there's just a mechanism for acquiring it. And we just say a different mechanism can acquire it. But here, by davar shelo bala olam, it's davar shelo bala olam. So Rav Chanan says he must be holding that the problem is they don't have the koach. Because it doesn't matter if you use a situmta, if there's nothing for the kinyan to be chal upon, then it doesn't work. So situmta or not, Rabbi Chiyomi Parmiz is saying it still is not going to be chal. Rav Chanan shows that the two ways of learning what the chisaron of davar shelo bala olam is machlokas rishonim. Okay. Brief hakdama for the Gemara. Continue the Mishnah. V'chein ha'omer l'chaveiro. Someone says to his friend, "Im yolda ishtich nikeva, harezo mikudeshes li." If your wife gives birth to a girl, that girl is going to be kudeshes to me. So the Gemara says, "Ena mikudeshes," because again, the daughter is not in the world. But we'll read the parentheses. It comes up later in the Gemara. But im haisa eshes chaveir muberes. If the friend is muberes, she is pregnant. V'hukar ubra. And we can tell that she's pregnant. When you can see that she's pregnant, probably the Gemara assumes after the first trimester. Then devar kayamim, the words of the Mekadesh are kayam, and therefore im yod nekeva mekudeshes. If she gives birth to an nekeva, then the nekeva is mekudeshes to this man. How it works, at what age, I'm not sure, but that's it would work. So
why is that follow
up? She's pregnant. You can see the uber. Okay, but they're assuming that it's enough. That's enough to be davar shelo bala olam. Still exists in the world. What, I want to make a kinyan on the house. The house may burn down tomorrow. Doesn't matter.
The difference should be pregnant with the male, number one.
Okay, so that's what they're saying. Im yolda nekeva mekudeshes, because the uber is davar shelo bala olam. The uber exists. She's making the kiddushin on the uber. You can't say the uber doesn't exist. You just don't know if it's a boy or a girl. But the uber exists. It's in existence. Maybe that has ramifications in other halachic areas, that the uber is considered something that exists. That can make a difference in other places, right?
But you also cannot mekudesh somebody with a kedas. Right. That's the person being mekudeshes.
Well, here we're talking about a katana. The husband, the father can be mekadesh.
And if you have some kedas, then maybe it's a boy. You don't know. He's saying it. one
thing. Right, so he has smichus das if it's a girl. But the problem is only that the thing doesn't exist. The thing exists here. The Mishnah is saying it exists. I hear your question, but the Mishnah is saying is assuming differently. The Mishnah is assuming that since it's in existence, it's considered it could be a valid kinyan.
Well, and the fact that she's in the sky tomorrow, that's not.
No.
Right now.
We'll see. The Gemara says because it's not biyada. It didn't happen yet. The Uber happened. The Uber is here. If you cut up open the mother's baby, you'll see it. It's in existence. It's something that's tangible in the world. That's the thought of the Mishnah.
But I thought according to Allah, you don't consider a person too angry.
Now, that's what I mentioned before. It may have difference. So maybe have different rules for what's considered an existence and what's considered a live thing. Here it just has to be an exist. It has to exist. If it exists, maybe it's not alive. I don't know. I'm not going to get into the ideas of abortion or not. The Mishnah is assuming that if it's hukar ubra, it's considered an existence. That's the pashup shot of the Mishnah. And no one argues on that. No one that I saw argues on that. Okay. So now, when it comes to truma, we're talking about truma semaisos. The halacha is that the food stuff is only chayav in truma once it's nitlash, once it's cut. If it's still attached to the ground, it's not chayav in truma yet. So the din is, right, the peres mukhabar and the karka are not chayav in truma. So if you're mafresh truma min atalash, let's say you have all things that are harvested, they say, I'm going to take off from this portion and it's going to be considered a truma for the part that's not harvested yet. That's not chal, that's no good, because you're mafresh min achayiv on the patar. The same thing, if you say, I'm going to be mafresh truma from what's still mechubar onto what's talash, that's also not good, because that's being mafresh min aptor al achayiv. You only can be mafresh min achayiv al achayiv. So the Gemara says, Tanan Hashem, learning the Mishnah in Trumos, Ein Tormin min atalush, ala mechubar. You can't take truma from peros that are already harvested, already talush, onto peros that are mechubar, peros that are still mechubar lakarka, because at that time they're still peturim in Trumos or Maisos. But, and the im tarum, ein Trumos or truma. If you go ahead and you do it anyway, it doesn't count. If you say, I'm taking off truma from this part that's harvested onto that part that's not cut yet, then when those things get cut, they're still chayav in truma. It doesn't even work with the evidence. You still have to take off truma on that part again. So, vaymine ravasmi rabbi yochanan, ravasi yes, rabbi yochanan, the amar, someone says, peiros arugazo, the fruits of this row, which are considered, right, which are tulushim, yihiyu truma al peiros arugazo, they'll be truma for the fruits on this line, which are mukhubarim. Or, peiros arugazo, mukhubarim, you truma al peiros arugazo, tulushim, and then you say, lichishe yitalshu, they should be truma when they become cut. Not that they're truma now. When they become cut, I'm doing it in advance. Then they'll become truma, right? Mahu, what's the din? And then nitlashu, what's the din? Does that statement take place? You want to understand the difference? The difference in the first case was I'm saying that the truma should be chal now from here to there. Here we're saying when that becomes cut, the truma should take place. So Amrlei, so Rav Yochanan answers him and says, Amrlei, kol shebiyado, whatever's in his hand that he has the power, the ability to do, it's not considered mechusar meiser. Meaning, since it's in his power to cut the truma, to cut that aruga, it says if it's cut already, and it's considered, it's not, it's, there's no chisaron of mechusar meiser, so once it becomes cut, it takes place, it's chal, because it's biyado. So, that's why, in this case, if he says, when that gets cut, it should be truma, so we don't say that there's a mechusar maaser. So when it gets cut, it happens. It's not that it means that it's as if it happened. Because then you say, kosher biyado, that I can marry this woman, it takes place, because I didn't do it yet. It just means that there's no chisar of mechusar maaser, so when the stuff gets cut, it'll be chal to be truma.
So it's until he cuts it?
Yeah.
It's not.
No. No, that's what he says. It will be truma lichkishe yitolshu. Right? The truma will be chal when it gets cut.
So he can't eat the rest of it.
No, it's tevel. Right? So he has to wait till he cuts it. But since he has the ability to cut it, it's not considered, when the stuff gets cut, the truma takes, the chalos takes place, because there was no problem of being mechusar maaser, because it was biyado. He had the ability to do it at any time that he wanted. He doesn't want to forget. I want to do it in advance. He doesn't want to forget. I remember now. Let me do it now. And I'll cut it a little later. So now the Gemara asks, the Gemara is going to ask on Rav Yochanan from our Mishnah. Because it seems, they're assuming that even though it's biyado, we're seeing that even though it's not davarsh balal olam, but if it's biyado, it would work. So we're going to bring a case in the Mishnah that looks like it's biyado also, and we said that the Mishnah says it doesn't work. What's that case? Esvei, The Mishnah said, "Ha'omer l'ish harayt mekudesh shli la'achar shesgayer, or la'achar shetzgayri. You'll be mekudesh to me after I convert, or after you convert. La'achar sheeshtar chareir, or la'achar sheeshtachariri. After I am freed, or after you are freed. La'achar sheyomus baalech, after your husband dies. La'achar shetamus achoseich, after my wife, your sister dies. La'achar sheyachlus even meich, after your yavam dies. Ainam mekudeshes, he's not mekudeshes. So bishlo makulu la biyado. I understand all the cases that they don't work because it's davar shlo la'olam and it's la biyado." Because the Eber can't free himself, the Shifla can't free himself. I mean, you're not allowed to kill the Yavam, you're not allowed to kill the sister. I don't know if it's Chal if you do that. But you're not allowed to kill her. It's not Biyado. Ella Ger. But what about a Ger? The cases of a Ger, have a Biyado. It's totally in his rutin. If he wants to be Mizgayer, let him be Mizgayer. So it's Biyado. There should be Mechusar Maisa. When he does the Geras, the Kiddushin should be Chal. What's the problem? So Gemara says, Ger nami la biyado. A ger is also not considered biyado. Why? The Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ger tsarich shlosha. A ger needs three dayanim when he does the conversion. Machlok is at what point in time? But he needs three dayanim. He needs three dayanim to be there when he does the conversion. My time, what's the reason why? So the pasuk says, Mishpat echad yeh lachem kager kezrach yeh. It says that Mishpat should be done when you convert a ger. So it says mishpat sivbe, right? Kedin. Mishpat's like a din. Din or mishpat's the same thing. Need a din, right? And the minimum amount that you need for a din, you need for mishpat, by gzeilas uchavalos, is three. Need a beis din, right? Me, right? So mi yemar dimizdakin gulai hanitlasa. Who says that these three dayanim are going to agree with? He has to be mekabel mitzvos. Maybe they'll say, you weren't sincere. You hear a lot of times a person goes through the process, and then gets there. When he gets there, they say, no, wasn't valid. You got to do again. Yeah.
He's not Jewish, so why is he?
I understand. It's not. He's not even Torah Kedushin. I don't understand how it gets started. You're right. How did he even get started? Well, he's not Torah Kedushin. Not Torah getting a Kedushin at this point in time. You know. But that's something else. That's something else that wouldn't allow him to do it. But it's still in his power to do it. It's not dependent on some. Right, but it's not dependent on him. It's not dependent on him. It's dependent on the chachamim accepting his geirus. Or they say, oh, maybe the wind's going to blow and I'm not going to be able to get outside. But still, it's only him. There's nobody else who he's dependent on to do it. There's no other action that needs to take place. He has to cut it. There, as much as I want to be a ger, if the chachamim say I'm not accepting your geris, you're not accepting your geris. It's not biyado. So Tosfos says that you need gimel. The Tosfos says near a dafka bekabbalas mitzvah who that I even gimel dafka only by the part of the kabbalas mitzvos. Aval b'tzvila b'chad sagi in kvar kibul av mitzvos. If it was already mekabel mitzvos and it comes to tzvila, then one's enough. And the Tosfos Rush brings down even by himself would be enough because he compared the tzvila of the ger to the tzvila of a nida, and a nida doesn't need any edim on her. Yeah, they said there's a mikvah lead, which she's not an aid. She's just there to make sure that everything's done right, but she's not an aid to testify that it was done correctly. So Tosfos Rush says that even if he does it beino ben atzmo after the kabbalas mitzvos, it would be sufficient. So the gimel according to Tosfos is dafka only by the kabbalas mitzvos. So right, so that's why the ger is also not considered biyado because it's not only toloi in something that he has to do; it's toloi in something that somebody else, another person, has to agree to it. Right, so Maskeplay Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Rabbi Abba Mamal asks, Elamayata, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, right? Shita of Rabbi Yochanan was that a person can do a Maisa Kiddushin to a woman, right? That's not royalist Kadesh, but the din is even if it's Biyado to cause it. So he says, Hanotein Pruta Lishivchaso. Let's say someone walks up to his own Shivcha and says, Hareya Amikudeshas Li Le'achar She'eshachririch Hachinami Dehavi Kiddushin. Say, this is your Kiddushe Mamon, and it's Shifchal, once I free you, you're my Shifcha, it's Biyado to free his Shifcha, so it should work. But I guess the halacha is that it doesn't work. But why not? This is Biyado. Who's preventing him from freeing the women? So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, this I think is similar to what you were saying before. This is Hachi Hashta, Hasa Meikara Behema, Vahashta Dasa Cheres. What are you talking about? Originally, when she's a Shifcha, she's comparable to a behemoth. Shulachem po imachamor. Right? We learn now what Avram says to Yishmael and Eliezer. They're considered like his machlokas with a guy, but definitely an eved and a shivcha are considered a behemoth. But the hashda dasacheres. Now when he frees her, she's a dasacheres. she's like a beria chadasha. She's like a new person. She has no shaychus to the shivcha. She's a new entity. So here he's saying it on the flip side. You were saying on the beginning side. Maybe he's a guy, it's a new entity when he comes in. So maybe that maisa, why does that maisa revert back to him? What would be the havamina? I hear. So Areki beria chadasha, she doesn't have any shaychus to the shivcha, but there was beforehand. So even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that biyado is not considered mechusa maisa, so here, even though it's biyado, it's still considered lavash lo bala olam because he never did the kedushin on this person. It's a new person. It's a new entity.
But a person is allowed to marry his shivcha.
But it's not midin kedushin. He's allowed to be with her, but it's not midin kedushin. He's allowed to be with her to make children, but it's not kedushin. He doesn't owe her. He doesn't owe her ksuba. He doesn't owe her any of that stuff. It's not a valid kedushin. Most gemaras aren't. Makes you wonder. Makes you so. The answer to that is that the PC is wrong. I mean, that's. But that's PC and this is MS. That's the difference. So the Kovetz Aris explains that the Kovetz Aris and Simulam Lamed Hey Os Test that he explains the point of Rav Yochanan. We say that our din is can be chal biyado. That's only if there's a chisaron in the chalos, right? The thing exists, but there's a chisaron in the chalos. The tvua here, like the case of the tshuma, the tvua exists, but there's a problem in the chalos. It can't be chal when it's not cut. But if it's biyado to cut it, then it's chal. But if the chetzah doesn't exist yet, then even if it's biyado to create the chetzah, then it's not going to work. Here, the chetzah, the woman exists, but he can't. The chetzah itself doesn't exist. Even if it's biyado to create that chetzah. Here, the chetzah of the free women doesn't exist yet. It's biyado to create that, but that's not still considered biyado because it's a new chetzah. It's only if there's an issue in the chalos, not an issue in the chetzah. That's the kovetz aros in Simen Lamed Hey Os Tes. Okay. So now. Because it's still a davar shaloba olam. Even if you hold the shita of Rabbi Yochanan that something's biyado is considered bala olam. So here is still considered a davar shaloba olam like the rest of the cases in the Mishnah because it's a different chetzah. It's a different reason, but it's still not. It's still considered. It still falls in the category of davar shaloba olam. But our case, I don't know if our Mishnah talks. Our Mishnah talks maybe talking about someone else's shivcha. So in someone else's shivcha, it's not even biyado, so it fits in well with the rest of the Mishnah. But here we're talking about his own shivcha. If you're saying that if it's biyado, right, the whole issue is biyado, so the case of the Mishnah would be someone else's shivcha, it's not biyado. Here, your own shivcha, because you can't free someone else's shivcha. Here, it's biyado, because it's your own shivcha. Right, but it's still davar shelo bal olam. That's what all the cases are. It's davar shelo bal olam. It's all davar shelo bal olam in the Mishnah. And here's another reason, even though it's biyado, it's still considered davar shelo bal olam because, like as Rav Chanan explained, because the chetzah itself does exist. So the Gemara says, El ahad amar of Oshia, that the Rav Oshia says, that says, Hanosin pruta l'ishto, right? Someone gives a pruta to his wife. I'm not exactly sure how this works. Hanosin pruta l'ishto, v'amar la, harayat mugadeshes li la'acha she'egar sheikh. We're married now. Here's a pruta, kesef kedushin. After I divorce you, you'll be married again. People like this exist in the world, I guess. I don't know. So Gemara says, Eina mikudeshes. She's not mikudeshes. Gemara says, Hachinami li Rabbi Yochanan de havi kedushin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there should be kedushin. Because it's biyado to divorce her. Unless, I don't understand how it means. The answer is obvious. Nehi, the biyado lagarsha, biyado lakacha. Right? It's biyado to divorce her. But is it biyado lakacha? What do you mean? I'm giving you the kesef kedushin now. That after I divorce you, the kedushin, a second kedushin should be chal. Maybe she will, maybe at that time, she'll say, you know, forget about it. Right, but she's telling her, but there's no chalos right now. What can be chal now? She's married already. This is going to take place. When I divorce you, well, you'll get be kedushin again. So when I divorce you, she says, you know what, forget about you. I'm leaving. You divorce me. And whatever, that's the answer to the Gemara. I just don't understand the Habamina. I'm having difficulties with a lot of these Habaminas. Anyway, so the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, Tivshut Abaye of Oshia, then answer this question. Hanosin shtei prutos l'isha, right? Someone gives two prutos to a woman who's not married yet at all. Ba'achas amala hiskachi li hayom. With one of them he says, be mekadesh me today. Uba'achas amala hiskachi li la'achas she'egar sheikh. And the second one, you be mekadesh to me after I divorce you. You should answer from here, that's not considered Kedushin. Why? Because it's not biyado now to divorce her, to marry her after he divorces her. What's the problem? Why is it a suffix? So Gemara says, no, it's still a suffix over there. You have to hold a copy. Because here, at least he has the ability to create one chalos. The first chalos, the first Kedushin he creates, because she's a Pnuya. So maybe Migul, that he creates the first chalos, he can create the second chalos. But in the case where he does it to his already married to his wife who's already married, he's not creating any chalos right now. So therefore, it wouldn't be chal now, it won't be chal later. But here you say it's a different din, migul that it could have, not a real migul, but since it's being chal on the first kedushin, it's chal on the second kedushin. You're shaking your head. That's what the Gemara says. That could be the answer. What's the problem with that? I didn't make anything up. The Gemara said it. Why? They're not saying that that's the answer. You're saying you could have that svara. Just like he wants. Because once you're creating a chalos, you create a chalos across the board. I can hear it. You can hear it. You're making a chalos now, you can make the chalos later. In the other case, you're not doing anything. There's a big chiluk between the two cases. In the first case that he talked about, when you... No, right? Who says it's halacha l'maaseh? We're just making a distinction between the two cases. Right, there's a distinction between two cases, so one case can't answer the other case. The Gemara said tifshut mina. I say no, I can't be tifshut mina from that case. That case is not the same. In the second case, there's a chalos is being created. So maybe once you create one chalos, you create another chalos. Therefore, the cases aren't comparable. So the Gemara is not asking if this should be the halacha. The Gemara is saying tifshut to buy Rav Osha. We're saying no, we're not going to answer that question that way because there's a distinction between the two cases. Okay. Gemara continues. Tanya, we're going to bring a Tosefta that seems to be the support for Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan said that if it's biyodo, it works. It's not considered Dovish Lo Bala Olam. Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan. Again, same halach we learned before. Ein Tormin Min HaTolish Ala Mechubar. You can't be Tolish from the Tolish part, from the stuff that's cut, Ala Mechubar, and the stuff that's not cut. V'im Toran Ein Shumasa Chuma. It's not considered Chuma. Ketzad, what's the case? Person has two arugos. One of them are mechubar, one of them is not mechubar. And he says, Alma peros arugozo tulushin, yiu chuma peros arugozo mechuberes, or peros aruga mechuberes, yiu chuma peros arugozo tulushin, lo amar klum. That doesn't count. He says it takes place now. Aval amar lichesha yitalshu. When they become caught, then nislishu devar kayamim. Then they're caught, then devar kayamim. That's the same thing in Rav Yochanan. You see, since it's biyado to cut them, the chalos will take place when he cuts them. Okay. So now the Tosefta continues. That's the first part of the Tosefta. Tosefta continues. Yes, or okay, even a bigger chiddush. Amar Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov says, "Afilu amar peiros arugazo tulushin yechuma peiros arugazo muchuberes." Even if it doesn't say when it takes place, he says it should be chal now, right? Say again. Afilu amar peiros arugazo tulushin yechuma peiros arugazo muchuberes. So peiros arugazo muchuberes, chuma peiros arugazo tulushin lichesha yaviu shlish. If the muchubarin have grown one third. They're one third grown. The yitalshu, and if they were cut off at that time, if they grow to a third and you cut them off, they would be chayav and truma. Then nevertheless, then it would work. The heviu shlish v'nitlshu devaru kayomim. If they brought a third, the truma is chal. If he cuts them afterwards, where it says. So let's read it again. I just didn't think I said that right. Yes, okay. Amar Velezer ben Yaakov, afilo amar peiros arugazo tulushin yechuma peiros arugazo muchuberes. Right? They still haven't grown completely. Or peiros arugazo muchuberes, that haven't grown completely. Yechuma peiros arugazo tulushin, right? So lichashe yaviyu shlish, they should be chuma when the muchuber ones grow to a third, the yitalshu, and then they fall off, because they'll be chayv and chuma at that time. The heviyu shlish, and then it comes to the point where they reach a third growth, v'nitlishu, and they come off, the verb kayamim, and it's chal, the words that he said before, are chal. It still works. So even though he doesn't say, even though it's only a small thing, it's not even chayv yet, but when they become chayv, it will work. So Amar Rabba, lo Amar Belezer ben Yaakov, ela b'shachas. He only says that din, that this whole thing by shlish is considered enough, is by the type of tru'a called a shachas, which means, even though it's grown a third, it's still roi for a machal behema. It still has something that's roi. Aval ba'agam, but some certain type of truma that's grown in the agam, which is soft, and it's not roi to be eaten, lo. Then in that case, you can't be torim from this truma, because it's not kosher yet even at a third, because it's not. There's nothing it can do. It can't eat it, and the truma is not going to be chalam afreya. Rav Yosef Amar Afilu Ba'agam. Even this type of bendable food is still work. So Gemara asks, how do we know that agam means this type of bendable non chashu food? My mashma the high agam lishna the vutzlana hihu. So Amar Rav Elazar the Amakra, the pasuk in Yeshayahu says, halchof ke agmon rosho. You'll walk with a bent head. Right? You want to be a bent head. So aga means bent. Something that's bent, it's not hard, it's not something that's right for an animal to eat. Okay. Right.
He cares about the third and after. He has the ability to cut it eventually. So why
no, because right now he's saying it, it's not a third. So it's not, because there's no chiyuv v'trumah. Even if you would cut it now, if you would cut it now, there'd be no chiyuv truma.
Right.
But he said, I guess so. I think that's what he's saying. So Gemara now asks, Kaman Azla, this next line, which is the line in the Mishnah, who does Shita does this go by? Like, it's not. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer lechaveiro im yolda ishtech nekeva mekudeshesli lo amar klum. If he says, if your wife gives birth to a nekeva, she's nekeva mekudeshes to me, lo amar klum, that doesn't count. But Amar Rav Chanina, lo shanu, we only said that, ela she'ein ishto mi'uberes, if the woman's not pregnant. Aval, if he says this, aval ishto mi'uberes, devara kayomim, then it would work. So, come on. Whose sheet does it go like? Does it go like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? Does it go like Rabba's answer in Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? Or does it go like the first part of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? Right? If he says Keshitas Rabba, if he holds like Rabba, then Rabba says, "I Rabba ke hukar ubra." It would only be if the ubra is only would be after you can tell that she's that after she tells that she's pregnant, right? So who's Rav Yosef? Sorry, that's Amar Rabba, lo Amar Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. And where is Rav Yosef? What Rav Yosef said? Right, and Rav Yosef says even by Agam. Okay, so the two ways to learn out the rules of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So if Rav Chanina said that if the woman's pregnant, the verb kayamim. So according to Rabba, the verb would be kayamim only if it's hukar ubra, because he says the whole thing of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov only takes place if the food has grown a third. So too, you need some sort of heker in the pregnancy to make it valid. But the ikar of Yosef, apophishal hukar ubra. Even if it's not hukar ubra, because he says even the agam, even if it doesn't look like it's anything stable or anything with chashiva, she would still be work. So as long as we know that she's pregnant, even though it's not hukar, then that would be enough. The ikar da amri, and some say amar rabba lo amar lazar ben Yaakov ela b'shachas to be kivsha. That Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says no, that you only can be mafish to truma. Right, on tefuah that hasn't been gadol shlish, only b'shachas to be kivsha, the type of shachas that doesn't need any human intervention to grow further. It'll grow naturally from the rain and the sun. Right, aval b'shachas to be shakya, but the shachas that grows in this field, the beis hashilchan, that you need irrigation and you need a person to put food there. Lo, then that's not going to. Then you can't be torim onto that thing before it becomes a shlish. The Rav Yosef Amar afilu b'shachas to be shakya. Even on the shachas of Beshakya, he says you can be mafresh truma because since it got to a certain point, it's considered davar shabala olam. No, they don't have to know it's a girl. We discussed this before. You don't have to know it's a girl. The Uber exists. If it's a girl, then it's considered a davar shabala olam. That's the conversation we had in the beginning. So keman azla. So now according to this, and that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions that. Kiman Azla. According to this, Rav Yosef, Kiman Azla, Hay Ditznan, or Omer Chaveri, Miyoda Ishtek Nekevim, Mugdeshes, Li, Lo Amr Klum, Va Amr Rav Chanina, Lo Shon, Elkish, Ein Ishtem Uberes, Aval Ishtem Uberes, Tavar of Kayomim, right? Kiman, who does Rav Chanina, does Chanina go like that? You have to have that she's Uberes, Kiman, she says, because Hukar, Ubra, Divrei HaKol. It's only if it's Hukar Ubra, because everyone agrees now it has to be a Shlish. The question is, the only difference is, it has to be something that's chashu, something that's recognizable. The only difference is whether or not it needs it can be watered by natural means, or you need human intervention. But so long as it's recognizable, it's a shlish, it's sufficient. So too, hukar ubra would only have to be after the first trimester when it's hukar and it's considered chashu, hukar divrei kol, and that would go according to everybody else. So the question was, why do we need to figure out who they go like? Does it go like Rabba? Goes Rav Yosef? Because Rabba and Rav Yosef are talking about the Shita of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is what? Kavanaki. We always pass him like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. We want to make sure that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's stuff, he doesn't say a lot, but whatever he says is worthwhile. So we want to be crystal clear as to what his Shita would be. Oh, if you're saying it's relying on rain, it's going to take place. You don't have to do anything. It's not dependent on anything. It's going to happen. Okay, everything like that. What if it doesn't rain? Where are you getting the water to irrigate from?
If it
okay, so if it then it rains. If there's water there. All right, we'll stop here.